Tropical Storm Isidore is approaching the Gulf Coast, and in its crosshairs, the Louisiana town of Houma. Vince Cannata is there, watching the weather from the windows of his store, Cannata's Family Market.
It's very dreary. It's rainy and occasional gusts, but nothing too serious yet.
You say yet, though. You say nothing too bad yet. Are people there bracing for what could be a powerful storm?
Yeah, you know, about 10 years ago, everyone can remember. In fact, I can remember the date, August 26, 1992. Andrew came through after it clobbered Florida. It came through and clobbered us. We all have that in our memories, and so we've been following this thing since it was on in the Yucatan.
Well, now, you own Cannata's Family Market in Houma,
Louisiana. Yeah, that's correct.
What are people buying today in preparation for the storm?
Well, they're buying some of the things you'd expect and some you might not. Batteries and a lot of cold cuts for sandwiches, obviously water and canned goods. And in fact, the one thing you might not expect is how much beer we're selling. I guess just in case they get locked away, they want to have that beer to kind of calm them down.
Well, apart from buying supplies and beer, as you've pointed out,
yes.
What else are people doing now? And staying home? Or?
Everyone is glued around the TV and the radio. And it's like every move this storm makes is being watched very closely by everyone.
And are people boarding up windows or not this time?
Yes, they're boarding up windows. You don't see it on every business. You know, usually the tape is stage one and boards are stage two. If they really are worried, they'll go with the boards. Seeing a lot more tape, so I guess that means that still a lot of people are hesitant to put the time, the money, and the effort into boarding up their house, but they want to do something.
Well, what do people do in Houma, or in the parish for that matter? What's the economy like, and how might it be affected by a big storm?
We have a lot of oil and gas industry down here, and a lot of service industries that take care of the oil rigs and tugboats and things of that nature. It's virtually shut down any Gulf of Mexico activity.
This must always be an odd moment where, obviously, no one would wish a powerful storm on anyone, but I guess everyone in each town along the Gulf Coast would rather it hit somewhere else.
Well, there is that tendency. I think, you know, you see a lot of people trying to blow the storm a little east or west, and it's true. It's particularly humorous when you look at the television reports from New Orleans, and you'll hear the same weatherman who you listen to nightly saying, well, it looks like we're going to dodge a bullet this time in New Orleans, and unfortunately that means it's coming at you.
Yes, that's right. It's not good news for them in New Orleans, not
yeah.
so good for you out there in Houma,
right.
I guess. Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, there's a bit of that. New Orleans, obviously, a great deal of the city is below sea level, especially the French Quarter. But they've got a good levee system, so I think things will hold up fine.
Well, here's hoping that Isidore doesn't do too much damage to anyone.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for checking in on us.
Vince Cannata, who is the owner of Cannata's Family Market in Houma, Louisiana.